done right.
A brand new week and the first day of July. How about that? July already. Good morning. Welcome. This is the preview for What's on Your Mind. Common Sense Club coming up later on. You're tuned into the right spot. We'll get you news headlines, sports, weather. We'll tell you what the plan is for the program we call What's on Your Mind today. Taking your calls from all across the state of North Dakota, for that matter, the Upper Northern Plains. Looking forward to a great conversation in a brand new week, and kind of a short week here. Darn it, anyway, holiday later in the week. Mark Skogerbo is here. My name is Scott Hinnon. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, it's the 1st of July, the 150th anniversary of the awesome effort at Gettysburg.
My gosh, that hallowed ground.
It is. I've been there and blathered forth the Gettysburg Address when my brain cells were still intact.
How long did it take you to read the Gettysburg Address?
He did it in 2 minutes and 17 seconds. It took me about, between the tears, maybe 5 minutes.
Might be the most profound speech for its size per word.
Some people say it's the very best in the English language.
Very amazing.
It galvanized... as we saw in the movie Lincoln, it absolutely electrified and galvanized in the sure hope of victory his troops for the next 2 years.
How much longer after the Battle of Gettysburg did he give the Gettysburg Address?
It was in November, and it finished on the 4th, and so he was able to have some of the really seriously wounded people, like that old 90-year-old guy with him, went to church with him, and was able to deal with the burials and the carnage. You know, so, and in the afterglow, the war obviously pivoted at Gettysburg.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But the speech itself, you know, you hear obviously a great deal about the famous Gettysburg Address, but if you go back and read it, it is short.
It is short.
And I had forgotten how long it took him to read it, but you're saying less than 3 minutes.
Yeah. They said his was 2 minutes and 17 seconds. He kind of hurried through. You know, the most ironic line probably in English prose is, people will not long remember what I say here, but what they have done here will never be forgotten, kind of thing, you know.
The world will little note.
Yeah, or long remember.
Nor long remember.
Yeah.
What we say here.
Yeah.
But it can never forget what they did here.
And
it is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they fought here had thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Ain't that something?
That's where it ended.
Ain't that something?
Right there at Gettysburg.
I want to take a busload out to Gettysburg, and then I will be happy to recite those very words to them.
July 1 through 3, 1863.
That's it.
The Battle of Gettysburg. So today was day one.
Gruesome, horrific day.
There you go. So circle that on your calendar and remember, an important part of history.
150 years today.
The stricter North Dakota DUI laws will take effect today. Big battle in the legislative session this year. And we're going to spend a little time on that today on the program as well.
You know, another day in Minnesota side is...
Tax Day.
Go to North Dakota Day.
Is it Go to North Dakota Day,
yeah,
in Minnesota?
You know, if you want to get some cigarettes, or if you want to have storage, or if you want to have sanity, go to North Dakota Day. And I'm a Minnesotan born and bred. It breaks my heart. I used to smoke. $2.42, just the tax disparity between Minnesota and North Dakota. I used to pay 50 cents for an entire pack, including taxes.
More than $2 billion in new taxes.
New madness.
Start being collected today to help fund programs.
Mm-hmm. It's outrageous.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The biggest revenue raiser comes from upping the income tax rate of the top earners.
And they're going to...
Taxing prosperity.
And they're going to leave. And they are. You know, try to find an apartment, as yours truly has done. It wasn't easy, this side of the river.
Also, new taxes on businesses.
Storage. Just think about that. What if you have storage to rent in Moorhead or East Grand Forks? It's not too pleasant. Or have a stop and go. Have a, you know, Valley Dairy.
We got a note from our engineer, Mr. Jim Offerdahl, the mayor of Boston.
A grand man.
He is. And he has clients, of course, throughout Minnesota and North Dakota. And he had to let his Minnesota customers know that when he comes there to do labor, now there's a service tax.
On him?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So.
Dayton must not like Mr. Offerdahl. And here he is, a wonderful mayor.
Well, I think Mr. Dayton just has an insatiable appetite for more and more.
Oh, he's an addict. I forgot.
Tax dollars.
Him and Mr. Clinton are addicts of different kinds.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
And he has a few willing allies in the legislature.
Oh, it's just a regular orgy.
Don't forget.
Yes.
Yes, exactly right. All right, what else is new? Oh, there's also new new rules for truckers today.
Well, I should hope so.
This is the federal government trying to protect you on the road. New safety rules they're imposing.
That's insane. These truckers are tough men. They know when they're tired. Come on. Drunks kill so many more people than truckers do.
Yeah, really, that would be the common sense way, wouldn't it, to say, you know, if you're tired, don't drive.
Yeah.
As of today, drivers have to stick to a schedule that requires taking a 30-minute break in the first 8 hours of driving, cut their maximum work week to 70 hours from 82, and restart those 70 hours with a 34-hour break once a week.
That's insane. That's insane. These guys are tough. They, you know, I believe in a day of rest, but to mandate 34 hours, 12 hours a day, 84 hours, I don't know. You know these guys can drive 12 hours a day without endangering anybody. 14 hours a day. Maybe not through a blizzard, but in normal times.
What will the impacts of this be?
Well, I have to credit your partner Steve Bakken for a really incisive comment on the conference call. He said this is like an excise tax on everything. This is going to cost more for everything that's shipped anywhere, and so it's one of those hidden little taxes because they got to get the stuff there. The people are going to still need all of the produce, all of their goods. They're going to have many more drivers. Every truck you see that goes by you already says we need more drivers. One of them said, "We'll put a child up in here. If you can just blink, we'll let you drive this truck." No, I'm kidding, but it did say student drivers welcome. But the cost of it is always passed on to the consumers.
And this is what folks forget, for sure. The Clay County Courthouse in Moorhead is planning to hold a midnight same-sex marriage ceremonies on August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Is that necessary?
Well, they're in a hurry.
They're in a hurry. This seems a little in your face.
It does. It is aggressive, and don't let people understand how aggressive. And if they have any thought that this is the end of it, this is only the beginning. They want to impose political correctness and homosexual marriage in all 50 states, and they are working hard to get her done with the blessing and encouragement of our president.
And one other story in the news, the on-again, off-again missing emails at NDSU are again missing, at least some of them.
Oh, probably just the worst ones.
Grand Forks Herald says that these missing emails deserve some attention and deserve the attention they're getting. I agree. So, anyway, that's back in the news. And
have we missed any emails? Do we know all of the, we everything that's been said about Benghazi and Fast and Furious behind closed doors and the most transparent administration in all of history?
I doubt it.
Mm.
I doubt that we know everything there is to know.
I don't think we know one-tenth or one scintilla.
And a tragic reminder of the peril that firefighters put themselves in.
Oh, man.
From Arizona with the story that 19 firefighters were killed fighting the Arizona wildfires.
Horrible.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's just...
It's extremely hot out there. Hot, you know, triple-digit, you know, like 115.
Now you know where the term playing with fire
comes from. It's really funny. Last Friday, I went up to three firefighters in uniform at the grocery store, and I thanked them. I said, you guys are heroic people. God bless you.
Good for you.
We ought to do that kind of thing, folks.
We ought to. Exactly right. All right, a little check of the news headlines. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Mark will be back. Check sports at the bottom of the hour. Steve and I will talk about what's on your mind next.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Happy Monday, 1st of July. Scott Henham here along with Steve Bakken, and we're ready to saddle up using a little horse terminology since I'm still in my Medora mode. After being out at North Dakota's number one vacation spot. Great time, wasn't it?
Oh, I had a blast. How about you, Scott?
I did. The weather was perfect. And
well, you went horseback riding. I went golfing. I shot out of my butt. I don't think I've shot that since high school.
71?
Yeah.
Beat the pro?
I birdied the first five holes on the back nine.
My gosh, I'm really glad I didn't go along.
I couldn't believe it myself. Now, next time I go out, I'll probably shoot a 98.
You're not very consistent in that department?
Two rotator cuff surgeries will kind of take care of that for you.
Does you in a little bit, huh?
Yeah, usually I only golf nine. It's about all my shoulder will take.
We have a photo up of the two of us with Teddy Roosevelt, which was great fun. They're at Medora, as well as me on a horse, if you want to have a real good laugh. Since Steve was all alone chasing the white ball alone, we don't have a photo of you on the golf course. That'd be nice.
You know, I think we should have Teddy Roosevelt on again.
I agree.
Maybe 2 hours and let everybody call in and talk to President Roosevelt. Excuse me, we're his friends now, so we can call him Colonel.
That's right.
Yeah.
A Colonel.
It's Colonel.
Coming up on the program, back in the studio, we're sorry to say. We're back to reality today on the show we call What's On Your Mind. Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, as well as Aaron Burst, Traffic Safety Resource Prosecutor at the North Dakota Association of Counties, on the new DUI laws going into effect today.
Oh, yeah, July 1st, isn't it?
It's today, which prompts the question, do you think these new laws, which include mandatory jail sentences, probation, and participation in the 24/7 sobriety program for repeat offenders, stiffer fines, potential jail sentences for first-time offenders, will they reduce the number of DUIs? Will this work? Will this do the trick? It's our question for you today, and look forward to our guests. We're also going to talk with Kim Schmidt of the North Dakota Tourism Department on the 4th of July festivities around North Dakota. If you're looking for something to do on the 4th, no excuse not to find some fun things to do near you. And we have a little bit of we're going to go around the state. I bet you're partial to Mandan in that event, huh?
You know, it's hard to argue with a rodeo.
Rodeo's great fun. And isn't that parade the best, too?
Yeah, well, they tie in Mandan Rodeo Days with the 4th of July celebration, and they tend to have a little bit of a party over there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Parties are good on the 4th of July. This is supposed to be a celebration, right?
Well, I've got a lot to do on Wednesday with Mandan Rodeo Days, so that'll be fun. That'll be busy. And, of course, the fireworks at the Capitol, always a good time in Bismarck. Lots to do.
Well, that's why we're going to go through the list. We want to just let you know everything that's happening on the 4th of July so you can take it all in. No excuse for being a couch potato on the 4th of July, by God.
Well, actually, a lot of people like to be couch potatoes, except if that couch is in a camper or a tent or by a bonfire someplace. Big camping weekend. Everybody likes to get out and do some camping.
I have a partial list here. Rolla, Walhalla, Devil's Lake, Wahpeton, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Fort Ransom, New Rockford, Harvey, Jamestown, Bismarck, Arnagard, Mandan, as we mentioned, Hedinger, Kildare, Hazen, Minnesota, Moorhead has a big event at MSUM. That's kind of the big annual. Park Rapids, Detroit Lakes, Perham. So if you are anywhere within a few miles of either of those locations, get a pen and paper ready. We'll tell you everything you need to know on What's On Your Mind today.
I like that.
There you go. And so what else? Tax day in Minnesota, new taxes go into effect.
Ooh.
Cigarette taxes on. If you take food to go, they tax you now.
How does Minnesota get away with? Minnesota took this a step further. Minnesota actually, you get taxed on service calls now.
You're taxed on everything. I'm not sure. You know, they literally propose taxing everything in Minnesota.
That North Dakota population is going to be rising. I talked to a couple of the licensed people. It seems like in the Valley, especially, a lot of people getting North Dakota driver's licenses. A lot of that relocation of population coming from Minnesota.
Wonder why. Did you hear about the fireworks blowing up in...
It's just lucky nobody got hurt.
Wow.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. And, they're, by the way, Sanborn, North Dakota's fireworks were in the Wimbledon warehouse. And they went up in smoke in Wimbledon. So there was some talk, are they going to go on or not? And evidently the show will go on. So,
I wonder where you get fireworks on such short notice like that. Do people lend you stuff? Kind of, here, have one of our pieces? Because the finale stuff and the big stuff, I mean, it's not like you just run to the fireworks stand and pick that stuff up. I mean, that's some big, high-quality fireworks.
They lost about half of it. But they buy the fireworks from a Belgrade, Minnesota supplier, and evidently they said they will replace nearly all of what was lost in the blast. So, and they're picking it up Tuesday. So they got a connection there.
Well, I'm sure it's insured. Just a question of getting it that quickly.
I think this was their ploy in trying to get more people to Sanborn. See, now you know there's a fireworks display, plus a demolition derby and a pickup pole and lots of other things. So. I haven't figured out what happened yet in the cause of that baby, but I think it might, when they get to the bottom of it, be chalked up to publicity.
Oh, look at you and your conspiracy theory on a Monday.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, that's...
Nobody got hurt, because usually in things of that nature with fires like that, it's, you know, especially volunteer fire departments trying to come together, and there tends to be a little bit of confusion sometimes, and... nobody got hurt. That was just the good thing, because it's a lot of explosives in one area.
We have lots of truckers in our audience, and as we are joined by K-Fire and KLTC and KCJB, along with the Flag East and West, we're going to see what the truckers think of the new safety rules that are out there.
I don't know how you're a fan.
They can let us know what they think.
Well, basically, the federal government's saying you're only allowed to make so much money now.
Take a nap, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll dig into
time
that too.
Well,
coming up with Steve Bock, and I'm Scott Hannon. Stay tuned for that. Straight ahead, folks, and your calls.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bock and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance.
This is the time each morning that we tell you a little bit about what's happening in the sports world. Is this how you keep your sanity, Mark, from the hustle and bustle and the tussles of life? It's just disconnecting a little bit and delving into the sports world?
And I think I know one of the therapeutic aspects thereof. It's the amazing statistics. If you really delve into some statistics of baseball, and it's just a never-ending smorgasbord, if you like numbers. And the further you go into the guts of baseball, the harder it is to really think about that we're losing our world to a bunch of blankety-blankety-blank. But it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, for sure.
Do you know how many the Red Hawks did something very peculiar on Saturday? I mean, it was astoundingly peculiar as they won their fifth game in a row on Saturday. They had a shutout. Guess, without looking, how many runs they scored. They shut out the other team. And
did I miss something there?
17 zip.
Wow.
17 zip. They won five in a row. They finally lost yesterday, but they're still 2.5 games in first place. The Twins, with so much good news, bad news. They split a series with Kansas City, which is the first time they've done that this year. Kansas has been their bane as they get ready for a monster series against the Yankees.
They keep battling yesterday, too.
They did. And Parmalee was nonchalant, made a couple of really bad plays, didn't scamper on a single, didn't go home, didn't hit the cutoff man. And we had some lapses in our pitching for a change. But the big story of the weekend was the debut of Kyle Gibson. It was great. The Twins said, "Welcome, little brother." Quickly scored six runs for him in the first two innings, and he just struggled along and coasted along and did really good. He looked absolutely great at times. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He struck out Butler with just a breaking snap of a slider and curveball, changeup. He's got it all. He was our first draft pick, and then he hurt his arm, and this was his first start. His parents and his coach there and 30 people and praying people, thanking God for him, and it was a big 6'6", 210 guy. great angle at the ball, and he really pitched great. Six innings. Got a 1-2-3 in the sixth. Now, today, Diamond goes against the Yankees. Diamond has been pitching great for four and then fading in the fifth and sixth. So, if we get swept by the Yanks, which they've been prone to do the last 3 years, it's going to be hard to recover because we got to go to New York and play them three more. So, this is a huge 10, 15 days for the Twins. Then they have to play Toronto, which had been hot as well.
So you're not too blue.
I'm not too blue.
About last night's loss. Yesterday afternoon's loss.
And another thing, Morneau has been hitting doubles but not home runs. Well, yesterday he hit a prodigious home run that put him past the Puckmeister. He is now fourth all time. So that's pretty cool. For Morneau, looks like he's really coming around now. But eight runs, you should. The Twins with their bullpen, they'll win 9 out of 10 of those games. But yesterday, didn't quite get there.
Beautiful. What else?
Well, we've got, do you know somebody by the name of Haas that plays golf?
Haas? Like Boss Hog?
Yeah, kind of like Bill Haas. You know, it's not a household name. The guy won $1.17 million playing golf. And Roberto Castro, Jason Kockrak. By the time I didn't had to get down to fifth place before I had ever heard of a guy before, Stuart Sink. I'd heard of Haas before, certainly, but, you know, this is a $6.5 million tournament. You talk about a sport that has really kept it together. And the secret sauce is enormous charity. I mean, zillions of dollars to charity. And where they go, they captivate the scene for 4 or 5 days. They got a great program, and they can give. They didn't have a Tiger in the field. They didn't have a lefty in the field. They didn't have a Sergio. They still had a $6.5 million purse. It's unbelievable.
It's big bucks.
Big bucks, yeah. And, you know, Minnesota is the per capita the number one golf state in the country.
So Haas is happy?
Haas is happy.
Where's Haas from?
His mother and his father.
Well, thank you for that.
And yeah. I profoundly shouldn't have brought him up if I wasn't better researched. Please forgive me.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Draft in the NBA over the weekend.
The draft? Oh, the NBA. No, it's NHL was the weekend. The NBA was the week before. We had a really nice event. A East Grand Forks guy got drafted in hockey.
Before we go to the NHL draft, do we know how the Timberwolves fared?
Yes, they got a man by the name of Shabazz Muhammad, whose father lied about his age, said he was 19 when he was really 20. They didn't abide by the rules in the recruiting game, had to sit out. He makes me nervous. Shabazz makes me nervous, but we had a deep, deep draft. You know, we've got some good shooters, but we'll see. Shabazz just gives me the willies.
And some regional talent in the NHL draft that caught your attention.
Yeah, in fact, UND has a banner day at the draft. This is a major headline. University of North Dakota had 6 players drafted more than any other NCAA program.
They always do.
You know, it's just amazing. Tucker Pullman from East Grand Forks.
I know his dad is the trainer.
Just boom, you know. What a day. He didn't expect it. It was pretty crazy, he said. A little surrealistic. Yeah. Your whole life you're playing hockey since you can hardly, the pads are bigger than you are. And now what? You get a phone call like that. Congratulations.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, big time. I've got to tell you what I found, a little sports story I found. I had lost my key to my storage facility in the Twin Cities. Of course, the rates have gone up because of Governor Dayton. So I had to get a bolt cutter and cut up my lock and get in there. Well, I found a hockey stick that the Christian Brothers gave me. In 1980, I ran for Minnesota Senate. I went up to Warroad. I carried Warroad. And Billy and I had three different Christian Brothers sign it and date it.
Billy and Roger, probably?
Yeah. And the one before from 1960 signed it, too. And so I got that hockey stick. I wanted to see if you think it might have any value. Christian Brothers signed and dated by all those three Christian guys. Dave, and it was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that was my personal sports story right in the storage shed.
Now, the bolt cutter, the idea of the bolt cutter was to save you a few bucks. Because I'm sure they'll let you back in.
No.
For a price, right?
$50. I was able to rent a bolt cutter from Ace Hardware for $5. And, unfortunately, the two teeth on the bolt cutter were raw. It was a very dull bolt cutter.
Oh, is that right?
I grunted quite a while. And made a small spillage of sweat.
But ultimately got it to work.
I did. And found Oh, that's. I don't think I'd sell that thing for $312. That hockey stick.
That was your sport of the weekend.
My sport. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slaving away over a hot bolt cutter.
Although I did have a rhyme contest with my 4-year-old granddaughter.
You did?
Yeah. It was a dead heat.
Another sport.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I played some cards.
What's your favorite card game?
Spit.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do? If you lose, you spit, or?
Haley would have to explain it to you.
Oh, Haley's really a game meister.
She is.
Very special.
Yeah.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed your soccer field in your backyard and being the referee. I volunteered to do that again sometime. I watched his daughter beat him by one goal in backyard soccer.
She's a competitive little one.
Oh, yes.
For sure. All right, anything else in sports? Did we get the Red Hawks in there?
Yeah, the Red Hawks won 5 in a row, then they lost 5. Remember, they had a 17-zip shutout on Saturday. But they're really good. They finally lost after 5 in a row, and they're 2.5 games in first place. Nice big back in town for the 4th of July weekend, and we're going to have somebody from the Red Hawks with me at 12:30 today, talking about their promotions for the weekend and so forth.
On the Common Sense Club.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Did you hear about this story where some churches are not doing patriotic hymns? Did you hear about that?
Well, you know, there's some churches that have taken the flag out of their church. And, yeah, there's churches. I wouldn't call them churches. I'd call them one-world synagogues.
Forum News Service story. While My Country, Tis of Thee, and America the Beautiful are in some churches' hymn books, not every church opts to use them or other patriotic hymns the week of Independence Day.
Right. Get out of those churches fast, folks.
Is that right?
Those churches are fighting against the spirit of liberty. They don't deserve your dollar or your face. Get out of those traitorous churches. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor of Grace Episcopal Church.
Yikes.
Is quoted as here of saying they normally opt out of patriotic tunes during the July 4th holiday.
Well, sure they do. They've got to be careful about their quiche spoiling.
But the congregation does pray for the president, governor, mayor, and other governmental officials.
Yes, they pray for Planned Parenthood and gay marriage.
You're a little cynical about all this.
Well, I know these guys. I've locked horns with them for years.
Is that right?
People like this drove me out of education, man. I probably would have had 17 PhDs if it weren't for guys like that. So I had to teach myself.
Zion Congressional United Church of Christ in Medina actually sings one verse from My Country, Tis of Thee every Sunday.
Oh.
A tradition that got started after the terrorist attacks of September 11th.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to stand up for them.
It's not the first verse, but the one that goes, Our Fathers, God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King.
That's a great one. My daughter sang a song called Where the Spirit of the Lord Is, There Is Freedom. And I heard her sing praise and worship down in the Twin Cities this weekend. It was beautiful. You know, our freedom comes from God. And for a church is not to acknowledge that as a rare and unique gift in the history of mankind is such an insult. They're very religious, but they got the freedom of speech. They can do that.
They're unafraid at St. James Basilica in Jamestown. Join together to sing America the Beautiful.
God bless the Basilica.
Exactly right. So many of the things that are enshrined in the cultural and state event are good things. And we can sing about those, and we certainly pray about those, said the pastor of the Basilica.
I believe what America needs probably more is patriot pastors and priests. Just like we did at the beginning, we are in dire jeopardy, folks. We need to stand up and not be marshmallow hearts.
No marshmallows here, by golly.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Skogerbo. He'll take the reins for the Common Sense Club later today on the program. Tell you about the weather next. Don't go away. When NESA Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy NESA of NESA Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to NESA consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESA Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESAConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492. Now there's medicine for bad smells. Odor meds, that's right. And it works. Here's Daryl from this New Zealand, North Dakota company to tell you how great this product works in getting rid of those terrible smells.
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Our company, based out of Zeeland, North Dakota, manufactures the product and distributes it worldwide. It uses chlorine dioxide, and chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer, and it actually will destroy the odor molecule. We don't put fragrances in our products, so what we do is we actually destroy the odor so it does not come back. We actually offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't destroy the odor with our product when you buy it, we'll give you 100% of your money back.
Great deal for you if you use promo code SCOTT, 10% off your order and free shipping. Call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to StopSmellNow.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
July 1 brings some new laws. More taxes in Minnesota. And one emailer said, hey, we have a number of family members who are in the process of moving, either to South Dakota or Wyoming. Also, some friends of mine who were very active in the Minnesota GOP for many, many years just moved to South Dakota. If this is happening in my little circle, what is beginning statewide? People are not going to just sit on their hands and let the state of Minnesota forcibly separate them from their money. Otherwise infringe on their rights. Why would they? New taxes begin on cigarettes, online purchases. A couple of examples. There's service charge. There's all kinds of things. $2.1 billion in revenue being raised today. So, tough day in Minnesota for your pocketbook. North Dakota, new stricter DUI laws. Mandatory jail sentences, probation, participation in the 24/7 sobriety program for repeat offenders, stiffer fines, and potential jail sentences for first-time offenders. Is that going to work?
Well, I'd take on the problem of alarmingly high DUI rates. We're going to talk about that. Steve Bakken and I will open up the phones momentarily. Welcome listeners from K-Fire in Bismarck and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson. Shortly on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Call us up at 800-228-0550. And we're also going to be joined by Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol and Aaron Burst of the North Dakota Association of Counties, Traffic Safety Resource Prosecutor, and talk about day one of the DUI laws going into effect. Also, the North Dakota Tourism Department will be here. We'll talk about what to do on the 4th of July. So stay tuned for that. Forecast today in the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, a sunny day, a high near 85, a north-northeast wind around 6 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 59, northeast wind at 5, becoming calm in the evening. Sounds pleasant, doesn't it? Sunny near 86 tomorrow with a calm wind. Clear tomorrow night, low around 61. Wednesday, sunny, high near 83. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 62. July 4th, sunny, high near 85. That evening, partly cloudy, low around 66. Friday, sunny, high near 88. Now, I've just got you into Friday with the forecast here in the eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and I didn't hear the word shower or thunder shower. How about that? Nice little stretch here. There is some of that Friday night as well as Saturday. Slight chance of showers. The same thing into Sunday. Looking pretty good. Let's check out the Boom and Bakken. Some isolated showers and thunderstorms, a possibility after one today. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 82. South wind at 7 to 9 miles an hour. That's a precip. Tonight, clear, low around 55. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 85. Clear Tuesday night, low around 61. Wednesday, sunny, high near 88. Wednesday night, clear, 63. 4th of July, mostly sunny, high near 87. 4th of July Eve, Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 65. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms there as well, but only a 30% chance. Sunny at a high near 87. Friday night, partly cloudy, 61. Saturday, sunny 81. Sunday, sunny, high near 77. Holy buckets. Weather-wise, we're looking good, folks, on this July 4th week. A little reprieve from all of our weather hassles. 63 at this hour at our Bakken Tower location, right smack dab in the middle of Tioga, North Dakota. 63 degrees. It's sunny today, heading for that high of 82 degrees. So very nice. Currently in Fargo-Moorhead, temperature sitting at 66 degrees on the way to 88. And skies partly sunny as well. So there's a little check of your weather. What's on your mind coming up momentarily? Steve Bakken will join me. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Like us on Facebook if you haven't already. Follow us on Twitter. Send a comment to the studio very easily. Connect with us any way you like there. A lot of comments on our Facebook page already on the question of whether or not the new stricter DUI laws will reduce the number of DUIs in the state. Karen says, not sure. Only thing that will reduce them is if they don't drive drunk or have a designated driver. It's all about choice. Jamie says, heck no. When these new laws are proven ineffective, get ready for more BS, feel good, do nothing, freedom-infringing laws in the next meeting of the minds. Chad says, nope. If laws were the sole means of reducing any crime, crime would be non-existent with as many laws as we have. The only thing laws do is make people feel like something is being done. Thus, politicians are happy to provide more and more without ever having to do anything. Laws make society mentally lazy and unwilling to connect behaviors themselves. It's a handy way to make this crap somebody else's problem. A lot of pessimism as to whether or not the new laws are going to make a difference. We'll ask a couple of experts today on the program, including the folks from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Also, new day for truckers. federal government has some new rules forcing drivers to take longer breaks and cut back on hours behind the wheel. We'll talk about that, too. All coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, folks.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.